Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Kyle O'Reilly joins AEW, and his first AEW match has been confirmed. Plus, WWE is hit with multiple COVID cases that could affect day one. And stand by at the end for some major spoilers from AEW Rampage. For Thursday, December the 23rd, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Bobby Fish getting in the face of referee Bryce Remsburg. While Orange Cassidy,
in
the
pain.
For him to capitalize.
There's a favorite.
Oh, wait.
Look at this.
It's O'Reilly.
Kyle O'Reilly.
My God, the Violent Artist is here. Strasburg, unbeknownst to the referee there, no clue that O'Reilly just attacked Orange.
And Cole lands the boom.
This is brilliant.
1, 2, 3.
The winner of this match, Adam Cole.
Last week, Adam Cole promised a surprise. Is this what he meant?
I'm pretty sure it is. And now Kyle O'Reilly really introduced himself to Orange Cassidy with those forearm shivers, those punches to the head.
But Kyle O'Reilly, Adam, maybe not. These two former tag team partners locking eyes.
And I see Trent and Chuck Taylor coming out here to watch the backup.
Oh, wait a second. O'Reilly and Cole going at the best friends.
And here comes Bobby Fish in as well.
And Bobby Fish clipping that knee of Trent Barretta.
3-on-2 situation.
You know, Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly have been tag team partners for many years as well.
And now Fish and O'Reilly holding Chuck.
Oh, wow. A super kick just dropped Chuck Taylor. So much history between these three men. And they seem to be presenting a united front here.
I couldn't think of a more appropriate song for what we saw last night on AEW Dynamite. Kyle O'Reilly made his AEW debut, helping Adam Cole defeat Orange Cassidy. And then we had the visual of Adam Cole, Bobby Fish, and Kyle O'Reilly standing side by side. This led to the Young Bucks coming out and a little bit of confusion from them. Adam Cole sort of caught between his old new friends and his old friends at the moment. It was soon after we saw all this go down that Tony Khan confirmed on Twitter that Kyle O'Reilly was All Elite. He is officially signed with AEW. And he will waste no time in getting into the ring, as next Wednesday at AEW Dynamite New Year's Smash, it'll be Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish teaming with Adam Cole to face best friends in a six-man tag. The Undisputed Era reunited on the other side of the wrestling fence. It's a weird visual, but you do love to see it. So Kyle O'Reilly officially part of AEW. Also last night on Dynamite, it was announced that Hangman Page has his next title defense lined up. And it's a rematch against Bryan Danielson. They will go one-on-one once again on January the 5th edition of Dynamite on TBS. And Bryan Danielson has said, in order to avoid a 60-minute time limit draw once again, he wants judges at ringside. And they will determine who the winner is should Hangman Page and Bryan Danielson go the distance. An interesting little caveat for their rematch in the new year. The first Dynamite proper in their new home on TBS. And we had an update on the Owen Hart Cup last night on Dynamite 2. It's going to be kicking off early next year. We had a lovely video package on Dynamite last night showing AEW stars like Matt Hardy, Adam Cole and Mark Henry all talking about Owen Hart and announcing that early next year, the men's and women's tournaments will take place, concluding at AEW Double or Nothing in May. They will be presented with the Owen Hart Cup, the Owen, by the widow of Owen Hart, Dr. Martha Hart. Should be a really special start to the year with the Owen Hart Cup taking place. One more bit of AEW news, for now at least. We have a return for next week's Dynamite, December the 29th, for New Year's Smash. And Hall of Famer Jim Ross will be back at the commentary booth. He has taken time away to get treatment for skin cancer, and he did say a while ago he was aiming to be back doing his job on December the 29th, and it looks as if we are going to hear his voice once again next Wednesday. Get full AEW Dynamite results at cultaholic.com and stick around to the end of this podcast for spoilers for this Saturday night's Christmas AEW Rampage.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We've talked this week about the Omicron variant of COVID, how we have seen a lockdown in Quebec, and how WWE are preparing contingency plans in the event that there are more shutdowns like the one in Quebec. They are preparing a lot of contingency plans this week, as it's been reported by PW Insider that there have been a fair few COVID cases reported within WWE. So this is the quote. PWInsider.com has learned from multiple sources that coming out of this past weekend's loop of live events and TV tapings, a number of talent and staff were feeling run down, and some have since tested positive for COVID-19, while others who were also feeling sick are still waiting for their test results to return. Friday's edition of SmackDown on Fox is already taped, so that show will not feature any changes due to the COVID positives. However, where this could have an immediate ripple effect is the return of the post-Christmas holiday tour, which resumes after being paused last year due to the pandemic. How widespread this issue may be remains to be seen, but given quarantine requirements and the timing of these positive COVID-19 tests, it's impossible there won't be some repercussions, as there is just not enough time for some talents and staff to test negative and be cleared to return. PW Insider says the company currently plans to run all of its US shows next week. They'll be using alternative lineups and even filling in with NXT talent where necessary. The hope is that even if talent can't work the holiday tour, they'll be cleared by WWE Day 1, which is on January the 1st. And this is a very real concern at the moment. As it stands, there's been no changes to the card for WWE Day 1, but all it would take would be a couple of positive tests on this holiday loop. And all of a sudden, you're in a situation where some big players can't be part of the show. WWE are making the appropriate changes to the card to make sure that not only are their talent protected, but also they've got contingencies in the event that some people can't be part of any of the shows on the holiday loop. Of course, we will keep you updated on this at cultaholic.com. From here, we're going to get into AEW Rampage spoilers, and I know that you may not want to hear what happens on Christmas Day Rampage. So at this point, I will say thanks for downloading the Cultaholic Wrestling News Podcast. Check out on our YouTube channel 35 of the craziest TNA stipulation matches. There has been some weird stuff that TNA Wrestling has done. We'll break down 35 of the weirdest ones at youtube.com/cultaholic. You check that out, and I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye. Right, you're still here. So let's talk Rampage then. So last night after Dynamite, they taped the Christmas Day edition of AEW Rampage, which saw Jungle Boy defeating Isaiah Cassidy by submission. Hook back in action, getting a submission win over Bear Bronson, which should be an interesting one to see. Another submission win, Chris Statlander beating Layla Hirsch by tap out. And in the main event, Cody Rhodes has become a three-time TNT champion. He defeated Sammy Guevara to win the title last night for Rampage. Rhodes hit two crossroads on Guevara to win the title, and from the video footage that I have seen, was not a win that went down well. Cody holding up the belt to boos. And I guess that's kind of what they're hoping. This continues to be a really nice slow burn heel turn. I think it's a slow burn heel turn for Cody Rhodes. But yeah, going into 2022, Cody Rhodes is once again the AEW TNT champion. Should be a fun one to watch on Christmas Day, that one. I'm going to watch it, even though we know what happened. I'm going to watch it. I want to just see how badly Cody gets booed, just so I can tweet Jack on Christmas Day. That's your wrestling news. There'll be more online at cultaholic.com throughout the day. Stay safe. I love you. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.